Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She helped create this, folks. She's one of our original founding members of the Brain Trust. We couldn't do without her. BarbaraWeltman.com is the website. Please go there and check it out. You will get smarter when you do. You will thank me later for telling you about it. Barbara, thanks for being here. J.K. Lasser, Small Business Taxes 2018 is the one you want right now to help you with your 2017 taxes. And anything that Barbara does is the best. Barbara, one of the things that you've been working on lately, and that we don't have to tell a lot of small business owners this, but it's, if you're a small business owner, you make a lot of sacrifices, don't you?
Absolutely. And on the heels of National Small Business Week, which was earlier this month, there's a report showing just how great the sacrifice is. And as you say, to many of your listeners who are small business owners, we know, we get it. And it has to do with how early we get up, how long we work, how much vacation we don't take, how many family events or social occasions that we have to miss, and the fact that we aren't necessarily getting rich. I mean, not many small business owners go from mom and pop enterprises into the apples of the world,
right.
but we love it.
Well, that's exactly right, and we don't even think about it as work, do we?
People
you can't
ask
call
me, why
you can't
am I still
call
working?
Somebody a workaholic
and I
if
say,
they
what
don't.
What do you mean working? I love it. Every day there's something new to uncover and to learn about and to share and to interact with great people and. What a pleasure.
Well, but it comes with sacrifice, and this is one of the things that people who are thinking about starting a business need to understand. They're the people that we're speaking to right now. Otherwise, we're preaching to the choir. But people who are thinking about starting a business right now, you might not be able to take any money out of the company for a long time, months, years, maybe. You're going to do what you personally will do without. For a number of things for a period of time so your company can have the money. Right, Barb?
Well, that's absolutely true. That you have to, especially if you have staff, they get paid before you do.
Right.
And if you have bills, they have to be paid before you can take any money out for yourself. And so you're right on with respect to seeing any financial reward.
Yep.
From the business immediately. But I think that there are other rewards that you're going to see right away when you see the business starting to grow and really making it and getting great feedback from your customers or your clients. There's reward there. It might not be financial, but there's another thing, though,
and it's kind of a creeping reward, Barbara, and that is when you're growing your business, if you're investing in your business, if you're making good decisions, then you've created good customers that'll come back. You've bought fixtures. You've got equipment. You've got vehicles. Once they're paid for, they belong to you. If you own the property that your business is in, and you rent that property to your company, which is what I recommend, and you do too, Barbara. You know, over time. You own that building, and so instead of paying somebody else rent, you paid yourself rent. Now you've got an asset that's part of your overall compensation. I mean, that kind of
absolutely.
Thing is a slow creeping kind of a reward that you get, and you have to think you have to play the long game, don't you, Barb? If you're going to be a small business owner, it's not a sprint; it's a marathon.
Absolutely. And a marathon in very many ways, not only in waiting to see your financial reward, but also in just the work that you have to do. I mean, we can't minimize that. You and I know the hours and that we put in and how we do it year after year after year after year. And as you said, it's the long haul, but it's a great ride.
You know, the biggest shock that I think any small business owner will get is they started their business so they could be their own boss, and then they find out that they're actually right. They're actually working for their employees.
Pretty much. That's right. You have to prioritize. And I know one business owner, actually, his business was struggling. He had to take a short order cook job at night just so he could make payroll.
For his own business. Yeah, I believe it.
For his own business.
God bless that man. Sure, for sure. Hey, Barbara, good job today. Come back soon.
You bet.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. BarbaraWeltman.com. Check out that website. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.